Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed. We are starting a new parak, Hazra v'Lechayim v'Hakeva. So let's read the first line, and then we'll discuss a little bit of background information. Hazra v'Lechayim v'Hakeva, the forearm, the cheeks, and the stomach of an animal that you have to give to a Kohen is Nohagin ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz, is Noeg both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, b'fnei abayis v'shalo b'fnei abayis, and it's Noeg both when there's a Beis HaMikdash around and when there's no Beis HaMikdash, b'chulin avalo b'mikdashin, and it's only Noeg on Chulin animals, it's not Noeg on Mukdashin animals. So before we get into the analysis of that, of why it's why we would have thought otherwise and what the basis of that last halacha is, what emerges very clearly from the first three lines of the Mishnah is that every single time we shecht an animal now, bizman hazeh, we should give Zro Lechayim V'keva to a Kohen, because it's Noeg everywhere, including in America, it's Noeg Shalom B'fnei Abayis, which is what we are right now, and it's Noeg even, it's Noeg only exclusively by chulin. All our animals right now are chulin. So a little bit of background over here. The Torah says, "Zeyeh mishpat ha'kohanim me'es ha'am me'es zivchei ha'zevach asher im shor im sev nasa l'kohen ha'zorah v'l'chayim ha'keva." And the Chinuch writes that we have to give the zorah l'chayim ha'keva from any behemah tahorah that's shechted, we have to give to a kohen. That is the mitzvah. That's how the Chinuch formulates the mitzvah. So the Miri explains, just like a person has a chiv to be mafrish from his tevuah, from his grains, trumas or maestro, so too, there's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah that when a person shechts a kashra animal to give to the Kohen these matanos, zroah l'chayim v'keva, and these are one of the 24 matnos kahuna that are given to a Kohen. These are one of the 24 things that a Kohen is zocha in. The Gemara is going to explain on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalid, why is it Dafka, these parts of the animal, that Kohanim are Zochin? So the Gemara says it relates to what Pinchas did. It relates to the Mice of Pinchas, that he was Moser Nefesh, to kill a Nasi Shevet Mi Yisrael al Kedushas Hashem, and therefore his children, the Kohanim, are forever going to be Zocha in these Matanos. How do these parts of the body relate to Pinchas? Al Yedei Shehichzik Biyado Romach Zachal Izroa, because he picked up his arm with the spear, so because of that, his children are zocha to the zroa. Ukshadakar siyisha bekevasa zocha lekeva. When he stabbed the woman in the keva, so he was zocha to the keva, to the stomach. Keva is one of the stomachs of the animal. Ukshamad v'yispalo b'lechya v'akimas piv zocha lechaim. And when he got up and he davened with his cheeks, with the movement of his cheeks and the movement of his mouth, that's when he was zocha. That for that his children were zocha to the lechayim. So that is the basis, the Gemara says, of these mitzvos of matnas kuhuna. The Rambam writes, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin writes that zroah l'chayim v'keva are chulin gemurim, meaning unlike truma, which has a certain kedusha, and its asur lazar can only be eaten by a kohen. Zroah l'chayim v'keva are absolute chulin. They're not like truma at all in that way, and they're more similar to ma'aser rishon. When you give ma'aser rishon to a levi, ma'aser rishon is mutl lazar. Levi wants to invite a zar over to his house to have a Maisa Rishon meal, so Gesundheit, the Levi is absolutely allowed to do that. There's no Isser for a Tzar to eat Maisa Rishon. Zroah l'chayim v'keva are like that. Now, there is a Machlokas in the Mishnah, Machlokas in the Rishonim rather, whether we paskin like the first few lines of this Mishnah. Because as we just said, from the first few lines of this Mishnah, it is very clear that we should still give Zroah l'chayim v'keva nowadays, because it's Noeg b'chutz la'aretz, it's Noeg on chulin animals, and it's Noeg shelo b'fnei abayis. So why not? So there is a statement the Gemara is going to have later on of Rabbi Eloi, who holds that Reishis HaGeiz, Zroah L'chayim V'keva are only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, that we're no longer Noeg these mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz. That's what the Gemara is going to quote later on. So the Meiri, the Rif, the Rambam, Paskin like our Mishnah, which would turn out that we would have to give it even nowadays. But in Rashi, it sounds that it's Noeg. Rashi seems pretty clear that this mitzvah is not Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. It's only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. It's Rashi later on Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and Rashi on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Rashi in Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Beis, sounds this way, that it's not Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. And the Raya is from Rabbi Eloi on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, where Rabbi Eloi says that Reish Sagez is Noeg Be'eretz Yisrael, because we learn Nesina Nesina Mitruma, that just like Truma is only Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, so Matanos for Reish Sagez are only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara says, "V'nahu galma k'Rabbi Eloi." The Gemara says in the context of Reishis HaGeiz that the world is noeg like Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi's comment is both about Reishis HaGeiz and the Matanos and Zohar L'chaim Akeva, and the world is noeg like Rabbi Eloi, so it stands to reason that we should always be noeg like Rabbi Eloi, even Lagabe Zohar L'chaim Akeva. The problem is as follows. The Meiri and the Rashba raise the following question. The Gemara should have said, Ha'idun nog alma ketlasa sabi kerabi loy b'matanos u'bereishis hagez. The Gemara should not have said that we're noi kerabi loy bereishis hagez. It should have said we're noi kerabi loy b'matanos u'bereishis hagez. Both matanos and reishis hagez. And furthermore, by matanos it says, and in the Gemara that the chachmei Bavel were made a knas. On people who didn't give Zorah L'chayim Akeva. So it sounds from the Pashto of the Gemara that they did do it in Bavel. So it's very hard to say. If the Gemara says that Noah Alma Karabi Loi only by Rish Sagez, doesn't say it by Mount Naskuna, doesn't say it over here by the Zorah L'chayim Akeva, and we know in the Gemara there's an explicit Gemara that the Chachmei Bavel made a knas and were mimashkin and they took a mashkon for people who didn't pay Zorah L'chayim Akeva. So hard to say that it's not knowing at all chutzlard. So there is a third shita. The Rashba has a third shita. Again, we have the Meiri, the Rif, and the Rambam will all say that it's noheg even in chutzlard. Rashi says it's only noheg in Eretz Yisrael. Rashba has a third shita that these matnas kuhuna are only noheg in the Aratzos Hasmuchos, in places like Bavel and Mitzrayim and Shar Makomos Hasmuchos in Eretz Yisrael, places that are close to Eretz Yisrael, because in those places we're even noheg Trumos and Maestros. But when it comes to Reish Sagez, even those are Ratzos Asmuchos, we're not knowing Reish Sagez. Because in those places, we're knowing Karabi Eloi. So both Gemaras are correct. We're knowing Karabi Eloi by Reish Sagez. But also, the Chachmei Bavel made a Knas and were Mamashkin for Zorah L'chaim Akeva, because that's because Bavel is one of the Aratzos Asmuchos. But here in America, the Rashba would say we would have no requirement whatsoever of Zorah L'chaim Akeva. The place he writes that we are knowing to give money to Shluchei Eretz Yisrael for them to buy a behema with our shlichus and be mafrish and give matanos. That's a place he has such a chumrah that he suggests that people do. That to be able to give Zorah L'chaim Akeva in Eretz Yisrael, we give money, he says, give money to someone, let them buy a behema for you. So it happens to be, even though the place he writes this way, Ksav Sofer says that, I'm sorry, the place he then says, but I don't really understand this minhag, because there's a concept that we have in the halachas of shlichus, kol milsa di'il lo matzi avid shliach lo matzi mashvi. For anything that you can't do yourself, you can't make a shliach do for you. So if you don't have access to an animal for which you can give the matnas kuhuna, how can you have a shliach give the matnas kuhuna on your behalf? That's the kasha that the place he asks on this minhag, that Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz asks on this minhag. So there's a Ksav Sofer, the Ksav Sofer says, what kind of kasha is that? He says, what, if you are far from Eretz Yisrael, it's called lo matzi avid, it's called that you're not allowed to do it, that you're not able to do it? You are able to do it. You can go to Eretz Yisrael yourself. Elamai, you don't want to buy the plane ticket to Eretz Yisrael, so you get someone else, you give someone who's going money to do it for you. That's called shliach lo matzi mashvi. If I give shliach mitzvah money to someone who's going Eretz Yisrael, since I don't have access to the Aniyei Eretz Yisrael, he's not really my shliach to do the mitzvah of giving to Aniyei Eretz Yisrael. That's ridiculous. Of course he's really shliach. And furthermore, says the Ksav Sofer, how does the place he ever envisions sending a get from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara talks about such cases where they would make a shliach la'olachas haget to go from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. It's milsa di'ulo matzi avid. So the Ksav Sofer writes, but still there's Yeshla Ayin, because we find by Afrash Eschala, the Gemara Maseches Nazir, Daf Yud Beis, says that you can't make a Shliach for Afrash Eschala. Why not? Because you can't make Shliach for Afrash Eschala so long as the dough still hasn't been kneaded. You can't say, go knead a dough for me and be Mafresh Chala for me. Once the dough is kneaded, you can make a Shliach to be Mafresh the Chala, because the Chiyuv of Afrash Eschala is only once the dough is kneaded. And you can't make a Shliach for a mitzvah that doesn't exist yet. So on that level, the place he has a point, because the mitzvah of matnas kuhuna, of giving the Zorah L'chaim Akeva, is once you shecht the behemah Torah. Prior to the animal being shechted, there is no mitzvah of Zorah L'chaim Akeva. So what are you going to do? You can give money to someone who goes to Eretz Yisrael to buy an animal and shecht it, and then there's going to be a mitzvah. But right now you're already making him your shliach. So on that level, the Ksav Sofer says maybe the place he has a taina, but he says no, you can't really compare it to challah, because by challah, the reason that you can't make a shliach before you megalgal the isa, before you make the flour and water into a dough, is that it's not so definite meikara that you're going to make a dough that's chayv and challah. You might make a very small dough. You might do something to get out of the. You might make a dough that's pater and challah in some way. So you may there are lots of halachos for a dough to be chayv and challah. But when it comes to buying an animal, so you buy an animal, there's only one thing you're going to do with it. You're obviously going to shecht it. It's a behemoth tahora. So it's more clearly destined for Israel Chayim Keva, and therefore maybe it would be subject to shlichus at an earlier stage. So bottom line, it seems that there's a machlokes rishonim whether we are chayiv to give Israel Chayim Keva. So you know, major rishonim hold that we are chayiv. Meiri the Rif, the Rav, major rishonim hold we are chayiv to give Israel Chayim Keva even now, even here. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that these matanos are noig b'kol makom bein baritz bein b'chutzlars bein b'fnei abayis bein v'shlo b'fnei abayis. The yesh mi sha'omer she'en no hagos b'chutz la'aretz v'chein nagu. He says, but yesh mi sha'omer that we don't do this in chutz la'aretz. Now, keep in mind, Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch is always going to pass in like the majority opinion between the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. And both the Rambam and the Rif say it's knowing in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he quotes the dissenting opinion as yesh mi sha'omer. Some say that we don't have to give it, but the bottom line is that was the minhag. So he says, v'chein nagu, you have to, at the end of the day, be loyal to the minhag that we don't give it. However, okay, we don't have to give it. Is it a chumrah? Is it worthwhile to be machmir? So the Mordechai, the Agos Ashri, quote Rashi, and they say, kol nosin matanos elu bizman hazeh, even chutz laretz, tavo lov bracha. It's a good thing, it's a nice chumrah to have. The Pischei Tshuva says someone wants to be machmir to give these matanos, yachalitein lo mechzi ki yuara. Pischei Tshuva writes that in the name of the Sefer Lechem Aponim, that it's not mechzi ki yuara, that it's not a problem of looking like religious arrogance to give these matanos kuna nowadays. And the Rav Yonis Naipshus just wonders, in the crazy place he says, you have people who have every chumrah under the sun. They come up with this chumrah, that chumrah. Here you have a chumrah, today on Shulchan Aruch. It's the sheet of the Rov Rishonim, that you're chayiv to do it mida or raisa. And yet this chumrah no one took, he doesn't understand. Why of all the chumrahs, people don't take this one? This seems like a very reasonable chumrah. So the Amshul Shlomo over here in Chulin says that the reason that we're knowing to be makel with these matanos is because they don't make the basar tevel. And if you're mazik matnos kuna, your potter. It's just that there's a mitzvah to give them to a kohen. So since nowadays there's no kohen that's mevurer, no kohen that is yichus, is so clear that we're able to clearly, we only have kohani chazaka, so we don't have such a clear, strong kahuna. So that's why. And since it doesn't make my animal usser, there's nothing usser about it. It's just a mitzvah safrasha, a mitzvah smatana. So that mitzvah smatana won't apply when you don't have a clear kohanim to give it to. Do you make a bracha on this mitzvah? So the Rashba says there's no bracha on this mitzvah because it's mishulchan gavoh kazach. You're not giving your own stuff, you're giving stuff that really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Primogadim says that the reason there's no bracha is because there's no iser tevel before the afrasha, so you're not affecting a real change in the quality of the item, and that's why there would be no bracha. However, it's in Maaser Rav it says that the gra would be makbid to take Zerah L'chaim Mekeva, and he made a bracha of Shechiyan. So Shurmach has a tshuva in Chel Gimel Sim Shin Mem Hei of Tshuvas Van Hagos, where he discusses if the Gra made a Shechiyanu, does that also necessarily mean that the Gra made a Birchsa Mitzvah? So there are Rishonim certainly that say that a person should make a Birchsa Mitzvah on this as well. The Chida just writes a partial reason why it shouldn't be a bracha. And we never make brachas on things that you give to somebody else. Any mitzvah is tali biyad acherim. The Rashba writes in a different tshuva, I think, in Chel Gal Sim, if I'm not mistaken, that you don't make a. The Rashba was asked, what's the rule? Which mitzvahs do you make a bracha on, which mitzvahs do you not make a bracha on? So the Rashba said, there's no single rule. There are like a dozen rules. And you know, one of those rules is that when you're doing the mitzvah, but it's not in your control to finish the mitzvah, it's up to somebody else to accept it, like giving tzedakah. You want to give something to an ani, but he might say, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to take anything from you. So you can't make a bracha on that mitzvah because it's not up to you to finish it. So here's a mitzvah of giving to the Kohen, so it's not up to you. So that's the question. What exactly is the mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah safrasha, or a mitzvah nesina. The mitzvah hafrasha that you could do, that is totally up to you. The mitzvah nesina is not up to you. What would be the nusach habracha? Sher kishon mitzvah mitzvanu litein matanos or lahafrish matanos? So if it's lahafrish, it's completely up to you. If it's litein, then it wouldn't be up to you. Okay, that's the major discussion in the achronim, what exactly the mitzvah is. Okay, so back in the Mishnah. So we have this mitzvah of giving zrah l'chayayim v'keva to a kohen. According to the Mishnah, you give it no matter where you live, when you live, it doesn't make a difference, on all chulin animals. So why only chulin animals? So fourth line of the Mishnah, shahaya bedin, because really one could have argued the other way. Umay, ima chulin shein chayavim b'chazav v'shok chayavim matanos, chulin animals are not chayavim chazav v'shok. And yet we know that chayavim zrah l'chayayim v'keva, so kachim animals, which have an additional requirement of giving l'chaz v'shok, all the more so should be chayiv matanos. That's really what we would have thought, and therefore from that kal v'chomer we would have said that kachim should also be chayiv in these matanos. That's why the pasuk says, when it talks about what we do give to Aaron HaKohen Ubanav from the Karbanos, so we darshan that it's only those things that are actually stated in the Torah. We don't learn from other places, from a Kal V'Chomer, to include Zerah L'Chayim Keva amongst the Matnos Kuna on Kachim animals. We only give Aaron HaKohen Ubanav that which it says. Kol HaKachim Shekot, now new topic. Kol HaKachim Shekotam Mum Kavua LeHekdeshan. Anytime you have Kachim that had a Mum Kavua prior to becoming Kadosh, meaning you're not supposed to be Makdish an animal that has a Mum Kavua, but you did. You decided you wanted to be Makdish such an animal. So V'niftu, and then you redeemed the animal, you were po'd to the animal. Chayavin b'bechorah, the animal becomes chayavin b'chorah like any chulin animal would be, meaning it becomes 100% chulin. U'b'matanos, it's chayavin the matanos, that's why this is mentioned here in the Mishnah, because it mentions the matanos of the Zerah L'Chayim Keva, meaning that we know that's something that's only shaykh to chulin animals. The Mishnah is trying to emphasize, if you're Makdish b'hemus balmum, and then you're po'd to it, becomes 100% regular chulin. Why does it become 100% regular chulin? Rashi explains, because kol zman shelo niftu, it's patur min habechora, because there's no, meaning why is it that you need to be podit? Because so long as you weren't podit, it would have been patur from bechora, because there's no kedusha that could be chal on pre-existing kedusha. So since it already has kedusha, since you were makdish it, the kedusha's bechor can't be chal on it. Tosus writes a different reason, because the pasuk says kol petar rechem bi Yisrael, and hekdish is not be Yisrael. It has to dafka be something that's owned be Yisrael. Why? That's why it's while it's kadosh, it wouldn't be subject to Bechor. That's Tosfos Maseches Bechoros, not here in Bechoros Daf Yudalit. And the Netziv explains that even Rashi, who says that Bechor is not knowing B'Mukdashim because of Bechor Chavutzoncha, so why does Rashi over here have to say, meaning Rashi says later on, that Hekdesh is, that Bechor is not knowing on anything that's Kaddish for a different reason. Pasuk says Bechor Chavutzoncha. So why over here does Rashi have to give a different reason? Shein Kedusha Cholal Kedusha. So he says that Rashi must be assuming over here, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bailim. So it is called Bekar Chavitzoncha. So that pasuk wouldn't suffice. So Rashi says, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bailim, still there's it wouldn't be Noeg, Bechor and Matanos would not be Noeg on Balmum that was Huktash. And not only is this Balmum that was Huktash, that you poda Chayiv and Bechor and Matanos, the Yotz and Lechulin, it goes out Lechulin entirely, the Higazis and Leaved, that you're allowed to do Gizav Avoda with it, you could shear it, you could work it, Uvladon V'Chelbon Mutter La'ach and the vlados and the chelav from it are mutter after your poda it. Vashochta, and then not the chelav, the chalav, their milk is mutter. The chelav is always answer. The chalav is going to be mutter la'achar pidyonan. Vashochta and bechutz pater. And if you shecht it outside the base of Migdash, you're pater. Ve'inos and tamura, and also they cannot serve as a tamura, as a substitute for another animal. Ve'imesu, and if they die, you didn't shecht it, it just died. Yiftu, you could be poda it, which is a big chiddush. Normally, something you have an animal that just died while it was still hektish, you weren't poda it. So normally the halacha is that anything that's only royal klavim that has to be eaten by dogs, they wouldn't be subject to pidyon. So Rashi says over here in the fourth line, "Valf pishen ruim el klavim vein poda nasa kachim lachim la klavim." You're not allowed to be poda kachim just to then feed it to the dogs. The achalta v'lo klavecha is the drasha that's only by kachim that were kadosh prior prior to getting a mum. But if the mum came first and then they became kadosh, you're allowed to be pod to them even lahachilin leklavim, because they never really had kedushas haguf. Since they had a mum at the time that you tried to make them kadosh, the kedushas haguf never fully set in, and that's why you're allowed to be pod to them lahachilin leklavim. And Rashi says furthermore, vorash min dlobin hamad varacha. The second chiddush of this line of Vimesu Yiftu is that to be pod, you don't need hamad varacha. Dead animals, hard to do hamad varacha. Can't really stand them up and do a proper evaluation. So that's the second chiddush. It doesn't require hamad varacha. Fine. Chutz min habchor min ha-meiser, except for bechor and meiser. That even though by those animals, by bechor and meiser, even though they were balmum before they became kadosh, they have full kedusha saguf. It's just that you can't bring them as a korban. So because bechor is berechem tal rachmana, doesn't make a difference if it's a tam or a balmum. It becomes kadosh. It's just that a tam is brought as a karban, a balmum is nechal kohen. But either way, it's going to become kadosh, so bechor has full kedushas haguf, even if it had a mum at the time that it became kadosh. And Maaser Behem also, Pasuk says, ha'asiri yeh kodesh lo yivakar ben tov l'ra. So what's tov? Tov is a tam. What's ra? Ra's a balmum. So you see that it has full kedushas haguf, even though it's a balmum. Fine, that's if the mum was there before it became kadosh. Next halacha, Kol shekadam ekdeshon is mumon. What if it became kadosh and then it developed a mum? Oh, mum over kadam ekdeshon lachar mikan olda mum kavua. Or by the same token, if it had a mum over at the time you made a kadosh and then while it was kadosh it developed a mum kavua. So in that situation, v'niftu and then you poda it. Then petur min abchor min matanos ve'ein yosin luchun ligazul le'aved. Then it really did have kadosh saguf. So that's going to be potter from bechora from matanos. It's not going to go out luchulin to be allowed to do gizav avoda. Vladim the chalban aser lachar pidyonan. Even after you put it, the vlad and the chalav is going to be aser. Vashocht and bechutz chayiv. And if you shecht such an animal outside the base of midrash, you're going to be chayiv. Vaosin tamura could serve as tamura. Veimesu yikperu. And if they die, you bury them. Why do you have to bury them? Because you can't be pulled to them, because we need hamad of aracha, or because ain't pulled in as a kachim lachilim leklavim. So you're not allowed to be pulled it, because this is real kachim. It has actual kedusha saguf, unlike in the case of the resha, where you had an animal that was already a balmum at the time that was kadosh, so it didn't have kedusha saguf. Fine, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, we said in the Mishnah that zroa lechayim mekeva, at the beginning of the Mishnah, we said, is no egg only on chulin animals, not on mukdashin animals. But really, logically, from a kal v'chomer, we would have assumed it should be noeg on mukdashim animals, because after all, chulin animals don't have a mitzvah of chaz v'shok, and yet they do have a mitzvah of zroa l'chayim mekeva, so kachim animals all the more so should have a mitzvah of zroa l'chayim mekeva. But pasuk tells me otherwise. So the Gemara darshins that havamina. The havamina that I would have made such a kal v'chomer, and I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not noeg by mukdashim. Time of the kasra rachmana osam. Halavach yavamina kachim chayav matanos. Sounds like it's only because the pasuk says Osam, but had the pasuk not said Osam, I would have assumed that kachim are chayiv matanos. So you can lemifrach. So we can ask very simply: malachulin shekin chayivim bebechora. How could you have darshan the kal v'chomer from chulin to kachim animals? Chulin have certain chayivim that kachim doesn't have. Chulin has certain chumras that kachim doesn't have. For instance, chulin is chayivim bechora, kachim is not chayivim bechora. So you're going to make kal v'chomer. How could you make kal v'chomer? Says Gemara, tesim yizacharim. Well, you can learn that from the male chulin animals, where there's no din of bechora. So there's no and that would be a viable kal v'chomer. Says Gemara, no, but there's still a chumra that even zacharim chulin animals have that would make the kal v'chomer inviable. Mal zacharim shekein chayivim reish sagez. Zacharim animals are still chayivim reish sagez only on chulin and not on kachim. So there's a chumra by chulin that you don't have by kachim. So the Gemara says mityashim. Learn from animals that don't have wool, from tiyashim. So and that with male animals that are tiyashim that don't have wool. Says Gemara, mal tiyashim shekein nechnas l'dil l'saser. But even tiyashim have a certain chumra that kachim animals don't have, and that is that you put them in the pen to be counted for Maaser Behema, that they're subject to Maaser Behema. So it says, well, Mizakenim. Okay, learn from male Tiyashim who are zikenim already, meaning they've already gone through the Ma'aser Behemah process. So they're no longer chayiv in Ma'aser Behemah. And still, if you shech them, you're chayiv in Zerah L'chayim V'keiva. So we can learn the Kal V'chomer from them that Kachem also should be chayiv in Zerah L'chayim V'keiva. Says Gemara, no, Ma'al Zikenim Shekein Nichnus L'dil L'sasher. That's not fair. L'sasher. That's not fair. You can't learn from Zikenim. Zikenim, it's not that they're not chayiv in Ma'aser Behemah. It's that they already had it. They already went through the chayiv. That doesn't work. So says Gemara, Milakuach V'yasam. Okay, so learn it out from a purchased animal or a yasam. Now, lach is if you buy 10 animals, there's no chiv of Ma'aser Behemah. So if you have a male tayash that's lakuach, that's purchased, it's still going to be chayiv in Zerah L'chayim V'keiva. That should be the basis of the Kal V'chomer. Teach me that Kachem also chayiv in Zerah L'chayim V'keiva. Had we not had a pasuk, tell me otherwise. Or a yasam also. A yasam, an animal that's mother dies at the time of Leda, at the time that the animal is being born. Zepirish L'misav, Zepirish L'chayim. The mother dies while the child is being born. The Gemara is going to say it's pata from Ma'aser Behemah, because it's not Roy L'kadesh, because it says tachas imo, prat li'yasam. So yasam doesn't just mean at the time that you shechted, it's yasam. It means that it was a yasam at the time that it was born. It's always a good question. How are you magdir what's called a yasam? Meaning, over here it's very clear. Over here the halacha is, only if the mother dies right away as the animal is being born, then such an animal is called a yasam. By people, how do you define a yasam? The extra mitzvah that we have to be nice to yasamim. You're supposed to be nice to all people, but especially nice to yasamim, especially sensitive. So what's a yasam? Someone who's 80 years old and his 105-year-old father just passed away. His 105-year-old parents just passed away. You say that that's a yasam? Stock organizations have the shayla, alach l'maisa. They're not sure what to do. There are organizations that pay for weddings for yasamim. So a guy is 45 years old and he's getting married. And he says, I'm a yasam. My parents aren't alive anymore. So is that a yasam? Someone whose his parents just died when he was in his 40s? So pashut's not. So where do you draw the line exactly? Not so pashut. Very, very difficult question. Okay, so anyway, so malu lakuach v'yasam shkein nechnasin b'minan l'dir l'saser. So it says, no, you can't look from lakuach v'yasam either, because lakuach v'yasam, they're not a min of an animal. Their min is still chayiv in Ma'aser Behemah. They just happen to have special circumstances. So says Gemara, yeah, but why does the min matter? B'mina kamer, kachem nami, b'mina nechnasin l'dir l'saser. Yeah, kachem also are of a min that would be chayiv in Ma'aser Behemah. It's just that they happen to be kachem. Their circumstances dictate that it's not chayiv in Ma'aser Behemah. And that's why the Kal V'chomer would have been a viable Kal V'chomer from Lekuach V'yasam, and that's why the Mishnah has to say that there's a pasuk dafka to tell me that Kachem are not chayiv in Zerah L'chayim V'keiva. So, frak the Gemara, v'yuchulin chayiv v'chaz v'shok mi kal v'chomer. Why don't we flip the kal v'chomer? Let's say chulin are chayiv v'chaz v'shok from a kal v'chomer. Uma kachem shein chayiv matanos, chayiv v'chaz v'shok. Chulin shechayiv matanos, ain't dish chayiv v'chaz v'shok. Meaning, once we establish that Kachem are not chayiv in Zerah L'chayim V'keiva, so we should say, look, if Kachem are not chayiv in Zerah L'chayim V'keiva, and still they have a chiyuv v'chaz v'shok, so chulin all the more so should have a chiyuv v'chaz v'shok. So amakra v'zeh yeh mishpat ha-kohanim, zeh in midi achrin elo, that zeh mishpat ha-kohanim, nothing else is. El taim et dekaz v'rachmana, zeh. Sounds like it's only because of this drasha, halav ha-chayav min chulin chayav v'chaz v'shok, but otherwise it would have actually been a good drasha, and it would have been a good kal v'chomer, and we would have actually required chaz v'shok for chulin. But how would that be possible? V'abay tenufa. Chaz v'shok requires tenufa, requires waving. If you had a chulin animal that you took chaz v'shok from, where would you wave it? Heichulin finu. Where would you do the tenufa? Iavroi, if you want to do the tenufa outside of the Azara, l'fnei Hashem ksiv. The pasuk says l'fnei Hashem, you can't do the tenufa outside of the Azara. Iagavai, kamayil chulin Azara. And if you want to do it inside, well then you're going to be bringing chulin to the Azara. So you can't do that. That can't be what the pasuk is telling me. So hilkach lo efshar. So it would be impossible to do the tenufa anyway. Elazel amali. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no chaz v'shok by chulin? There can't be chaz v'shok by chulin because there's no way to do tenufa. And says the Gemara, no, so zeh must be coming to tell me a different din. Look at Rav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Mazik Manos Kuna Ushaachlan Pater Mi L'Shalim. That's what the rest of the daf is going to be about. Rav Chista's statement, zeh is there to teach me that if you do hezek, if you do damage on Matnos Kuna, or you eat the Matnos Kuna, you do not have to reimburse the Kohanim for damage done. That's the chiddush of Zeh. But Eino Chinami, the fact that Chulin is patur from Chaz V'Shok is for a practical consideration, there's simply no way to possibly do the Tanufa. Now there is a shita of the Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Pei Aleph, where the Rashbam writes that the Isser of bringing Chulin into the Azara is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. And it sounds that way from the Shita Gumbetzes in the name of Tosa Rosh as well. That we did Torah, there's no Isser of bringing Chulin to the Azara, there's only an Isser of being Shochet Chulin Ba'Azara. That's the Issa D'Oraisa. Just bringing Chulin into the Azara is not an Issa D'Oraisa. The Rishonim just point out that our Gemara sounds very much against that Rashbam. Because our Gemara says, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that Chulin's not Shaykh in Chaz V'Shok? Anyway, it's not Shaykh in Chaz V'Shok because you can't bring it into the Azara. What do you mean? I can't bring it into the Azara, it's only Drabanan. So the Pasuk is telling me, Mid'Oraisa, it's not Chayiv in Chaz V'Shok. Right, if the Rashbam were right, then this wouldn't be a good kasha at all. It wouldn't be a good kasha at all of why chulin, why you can't do why you can't have a chiyuv because of a shok on chulin. On a daraisa level, you could have had it. So it must be that. So that's what the Rishonim point out. Sounds like the Rashbam is incorrect that the yisur bring chulin to the azara is even on chaz v'shok. Now the Rishonim say that no, bring chulin to the azara is only when you bring an almanas lasos hakrava, like a maisa tenufa, something like that. So that's what you're not allowed to bring into the Azara, anything that's ke'en hakrava, as opposed to, let's say, spices of chul and things of that nature. Meaning, the Rishonim ask on the Rashbam, the Achronim and the Rishonim ask on the Rashbam, that there's a Gemara Maseches Vachem of Tzadi that says that the Kohanim are allowed to be Mishana Bachilasan. The Kohanim are allowed to roast the Karban in a way where they put spices and whatever on it. So they say, well, if bringing chul into the Azara is Nisa Daraisa, how could they put spices on it? The spices are chul and there's no such thing as spices aren't kachim. Spices are chulin. So that's what the Rishonim say. No, you can't ask from the spices because there's no, even if you hold there is Nisa D'Oraisa of bringing chulin Azara, that's only Nisa D'Oraisa of bringing chulin that you're going to do some Maisa Hakrava with, like a tenufa, a shchita, something. But just to use the spices, that definitely would not be included in the Issa of bringing chulin to the Azara, which that itself is not so clear either. Let's say I bring my iPad into the Azara. Is that chulin Azara? Meaning, is it only things that are royal Hakrava, or is it anything? Just bringing anything into the Azara. It's not so posh at all. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. I don't have an iPad, by the way. Just, my wife does. The Rambam writes that something that's not a bar hakrava, you're still not allowed to bring it into the Azara. The Rambam writes you're not allowed to bring it into the Azara, even basar shchuta, peros, pas, any of these things. So it's not so clear. It's a major machlokes Rishonim what exactly is included in that iser. But anyway, let's go back to Rav Chista. Gufa. Amrav Chista, Hamazik Matnos Kuna, Osha Achlan Pater Min Hashalim. A person is Mazik Matnos Kuna, or he eats them, he's Pater from paying for it. So, my timer. Why is he pater from paying for Matnos Kuhuna? So says Gemara, why is he pater from paying for the damages done to Matnos Kuhuna? Iba Yisei Medechsev Zeh, either from the word Zeh, which is what we just said previously, or because it's Mamashen Lotovim, who are you going to pay it to? There's no one that can claim the money from you. So since it's Mamashen Lotovim, there's no chiv to pay. The my nafkamina, which reason is correct? So Tosus and the Rush write that the nafkamina is, what about if you want to be a good person? You want to be Yotzei Yidei Shemayim? I want to do the right thing. I damage Matnos Kuhuna. So is there an inyan to pay? So if it's just because Mamashen Lotovim, there's no one that could demand it from me, so no one could sue me in court and get it from me. But really, I damaged Matnos Kuhuna, I should pay it back. But if it's a Gzeres HaKosov that there is no payment for Matnos Kuhuna, so even Midine Shemayim, there should be no chiv to pay. The Ran disagrees. The Ran thinks that even according to the Shita that Mamashen Lotovim, your Pater even Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, it would still only be Midas Chasidus, even Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, you'd be Pater. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Tosus and the Ran? Tosus seems very correct, no? That if it's Mamashen Lotovim, so Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, I should have to pay. So the Stipler explains in Kilis Yaakov over here that they argue about the geder of Matnos Kuhuna before Hafrasha. Does Matnos Kuhuna prior to Hafrasha have a din mamon shevet? It's just that there's no particular kohen to be tovea it, or maybe it doesn't have a din of mamon at all since it's in Lotovin. Tosos and the Rush and other Rishonim hold that even before the Bailim give the Matnos Kuhuna to the Kohanim, they already are called mamon shevet. And if the Kohanim were to appoint a representative of the shevet to take care of lawsuits lawsuits ensue on behalf of the Shevet, then in Echnami, it would be Mamon Shiesh Lotovim. So therefore, if you want to be Yotzei Din Yishmaim, the Kohanim don't have such a representative, but if you want to be Yotzei Din Yishmaim, you should give it. As opposed to the Ran would say, the Manas Kuna before the Bailim gives it to the Kohanim is Hefker Lekal, it's not Shaykh to Mamon HaShevet. And therefore, if you're Mazik Manas Kuna, you're Pater even Midine Shemaim. Fine, the Gemara is now going to try to bring Rayas and Kashas on Rav Chista's Din, that if you're Mazik Manas Kuna, you're Pater. On today's daf, we have four of them. We're not going to get to all four today, but let's see. And there are more on tomorrow's daf. So Meisvei, first Kasha. V'zei Mishpat HaKohanim Melamit Shehamatanos Din. So we learned that from the Matanos are Din. So what does that mean? My Hilchsa, what does it mean it's Din? Lav Lahotzi B'Dayanim, doesn't it mean that if you damage Matanos Kuhuna, Dayanim are going to be Mechayiv you to pay, and Rav Chista's wrong? So says Gemara, no. Lo L'cholkan B'Dayanim. It just means that when you give matnas kuna, you should give it to people who are worthy. You could Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Dam Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin shei nosen matnas kuna matana l'koin amaretz. How do I know that you're not supposed to give it to a koin amaretz? Shnemar v'yomer lam liyoshu yushalim lasis manas l'koinim l'vim l'man yechzak p'taras Hashem. And we learn from there, kol amatzak p'taras Hashem yesh lo manas, v'shein matzak p'taras Hashem ein lo manas, that you only give these matanas to a talmud chacham. You don't give it to someone who's not machzak p'taras Hashem, who's not amaretz. Tosus obviously points out that it's dafka k'shiyesh koin chaver. But if there's no Kohen Chaver, you don't say, I'm not giving it until I find a Kohen Chaver. No, then you give it to whatever Kohen you have. But if there is a Kohen Chaver, you should dafka prefer the Kohen Chaver. So it's not a riot against Rav Chista. That's all that meant that it's din. It's din just means you should give it to a Kohen Talmud Chacham, not that it's moti b'dayanim. Riot number two, Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir Amar Mishpat Melamit Shematanos Din. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says, from the word Mishpat, we learn that Matanos are din. Yachal fil chaz v'shok din. Tamalomar ze. I might have thought Chaz v'Shok are also din. That's why it says ze. So lemai, what are we talking about? Ilim el cholka b'dayanim. If we're talking about giving it to talmidei chachamim, atah Chaz v'Shok lav b'dayanim michlaku. Why, you don't think you're supposed to give the Chaz v'Shok to kohanim or talmidei chachamim? I mean, over here you have a statement that it's dafka the zrael chayim mekeva and not the Chaz v'Shok. So if we're talking about giving it to a talmid chacham, all of them should be given to a talmid chacham. Ela lav lotzi b'dayanim. So it must be talking about getting it. Lawsuit that if you damage it, that the Kohanim could be motzi b'dayanim. So you see, Rav Chista's wrong. So says Gemara, no. Hachum ha'eskin unto asuliyate. Over here, we're talking about a case where the Kohen, where it was already in the hands of the Kohen, and then you stole it from the Kohen. So that's moment sheyesh lo tovim, and that's why it could be motzi b'dayanim. He already has it. So frankly, Gemara, idal asuliyate ma'le meimra. Well, if he already had it and you stole it from him, then what's the chiddush? Of course, he could be motzi b'dayanim. Says Gemara, no, asuliyate b'tivlayim. He didn't get it as a matana, he got it while it was still tevel. The ksav raitana matana shlohurmu kmishu amudamyan, and this tana assumes that matana shlohurmu, even though the truma wasn't taken from it, it's as if it already was taken from it, and therefore it already has a full din of truma. Okay, we'll do further rayas tomorrow, mitzvah.